Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My God has blessed us one more time to come before you. I'm really excited by this opportunity on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, truly because our biggest focus is on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and looking at it from block to block, we're talking from taking it from our home and putting it in a situation where we can gain something from it. It is truly, truly a blessing. No matter what individuals say, it is a blessing to come before you. Because, see, God has given us one more chance, and I'm excited because he blessed me with one more chance. And by having this opportunity, I'm rejoicing. So I want to take this opportunity to share some things with you. We want you to be a part of it as we talk about things that happening in our neighborhood. The title of today's show is Stop Celebrating with Folks Who Rejoice from Your Struggles. And I want you to keep that in mind because there are some people that is rejoicing because you are failing. They are not in a position to help you. They might be truly miserable themselves. So what they want to do is to continue to see you miserable. So what I ask you to do is to begin to identify those individuals. That way, as we move forth in life, we'll be able to recognize who those people are. The old saying is that once you do recognize who they are, see them, be able to identify them, and say, man, if you was in my situation, would you want me to do you like that? I want to give a shout out to Saint Youngblood. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. Then we have Finest 1985, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So truly, thank you so much for taking time to join us at this point. And we're slowly going to touch on this issue about being around those people who are celebrating while you are struggling. That's some struggles we all went through in 2022. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. We ask you to press 1. And once you press 1, we want to make sure we give you that indication that we have you and recognize like a hand up. And we'll call out the last 4 digits of cell, ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as he talk about stop celebrating with folks. You can say people who rejoice from struggling in 2022. We also want you to check us out by going to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can also check email the show by going to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 20@gmail.com. We're also broadcast and a connection you have is through Twitter. You can check us out on Twitter, the @SmithWayProduction, along with @WBSW_Radio, @ZetaPhiSigma_10, and @LorenzaDSmith15. And we do have a device working today. We have 2 other devices that are besides our Blog Talk Radio that's in place, and that's Instagram. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're going to say Happy Founders Day to those brothers. Founders Day of 109 years was yesterday. It was good to wake up to be a Sigma. I'm saying that as myself. So we're celebrating the 109 years of corporal service and service for humanity. We'll give a shout out to his brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also want to take this opportunity to recognize that being partnered with them, they're sponsors, and you can check them out on Instagram. This is their channel. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Bill with the number 10. Then on Facebook, you have a chance to check us out on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. You can give me, you're my friend. I know for sure over 5,484 friends I have. So I appreciate you taking time to check us out. We want to give a shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Beta underscore Rho Mu Zeta Chapter. And on the 16th, our sisters of the blue and white will be celebrating their awesome time at being of their, you know, they reached that 100 mark in 2020. Now we're in 2023, so 103 years to our sisters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. I truly love you all. We are continuing to grow in all forms of fashion. We're going to make it do what it do. We also want to give a shout out to the other Divine Nine who has Founders Day in the month of January. The Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity kicked it off on the 5th. We come yesterday. On the 13th, we have the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and our co-host of our Monday night show, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, a member of the awesome sorority of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Then on the 15th, you have the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Also, we have a co-host, that is Coach Lauren D. Smith. And then on the 16th, the awesome ladies and my sisters of the blue and white family of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we have an awesome co-host out of the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, that remote in on Monday night as well. We give a shout out to Sarah Scarlett, the author, I call her because she published her first book. Harvey, thank you so much, Sarah, for being there. And her last name is Black. It's Sarah Arthur Harvey Black. I'm putting the author in between because she, her first book she published recently, so we want to give her a shout out and make sure. Now, for those brothers that also work as members of this awesome team of WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, I want to give a shout out. For those brothers, I shouted to them yesterday and happy Founders Day. Most of them are members of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. None other than Brother Anthony Tony Stallworth, who's also a sponsor of our giveaways. And truly, truly, he's his business is flourishing. That's L&L Lawn Service out of South Central, Alabama. Give a shout out to Brother Marvin Lala Smith, and Brother Smith is owner of several businesses out in Georgia and Alabama, but his pet peeve is Mary Ruth Restaurant on Highway 106 West. Check him out if you're traveling through Alabama, going down to the beaches or on the Gulf Coast. You can go through Georgia and Alabama, especially going to Destin, or when you're going to, if you're going to Pensacola, you're passed by the interstate. Stop by and give a shout-out to our brother and his lovely wife, who's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. That is Sarah Pastor, Katrina Roper Smith. And also, we want to give a shout-out to our radio personality. A member, you can check him out on the Big KD. Type in on Google Big KD, and you'll get a chance to hear him from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. None other than Brother Darryl E. Train Elliott, a radio personality, DJ, along with being on the Big KB, which is 94.1. And there are several other stations they work through that a combination. They broadcast out of a specific place in Montgomery, Alabama, and it spreads all over South Central Alabama. So we'll give a shout out to those fraternity brothers who's a part of this as well. I am just elated to be able to come and share with you some of the things that this radio station is doing. We have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. We're really excited about that. We have our giveaways. We call the WDSW Radio Giveaways. And we want you to register because we have winners. We had a winner the other day on Friday. We want to congratulate Miss Peggy Grant for winning WBSW Radio Giveaway. Six day, five night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. Yes, she won it and she's excited. She accepted, so she's activating that. So we're giving away. We're going to have a couple other trip giveaways. We'll be giving them every soon. We recently gave one to Las Vegas. And we're excited that it saw Rod Twin as Audrey Simpson. She won the one to Las Vegas, which was four days, three nights. So we're giving back. But we want you to register so we can have your name in the raffle. But besides that, we give love offerings. If you have a cash out, you have a meaning transaction with your name, and I'll call out the ones that we're connected with, we will be sending you some kind of cash or something to support you in these challenging times. We ask for you to send your name along with a meaning transaction, cash out, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Either one of those you can send with your name to Lorenza, that's L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. Again, Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. So we want you to be a part of it. Give a shout out to our sponsors. That's TriStat, LLC, Mr. William Scott. Thank you, Mr. Scott. He's a consultant firm out of Selma, Alabama, and also operated in Montgomery, Alabama. Also, as I mentioned earlier, one of the co-hosts, the LNA Lung Service out of South Central Alabama, that's Mr. Tony Stallworth. Then the members of WBSW Radio Team are also sponsors, and they put in the pot to make sure we can give away gift cards, give away gas vouchers, food vouchers, these trips. We want to be there to help you during our challenging times, along truly with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter as a sponsor as well. So we want to give back. Let's talk about our title today, Stop Celebrating with Folks Who Rejoice from You Struggling, or Rejoice from Your Struggle in 2022. What is your struggle? I don't know, but when you share it with someone, if they see you struggling, are they there to support you? Are they rejoicing, excited to see you struggle? And we all had struggles in 2022. Identify those people who are rejoicing while you're struggling. Do you believe these individuals have your best interest at heart? Think about it. We want everybody to understand there are some people out there celebrating while you are struggling. So the title, Stop Celebrating with Folks. I want you to hear that because that's important. Stop celebrating with folks, with people who rejoice from your struggles in 2022. Think about it. What kind of person is that is rejoicing because you're having challenging times. The pandemic brought a whole sort of thing and different things that we was not accustomed to. There's some situation where some people was able to come out and some people wasn't. No matter what kind of government stifles or food vouchers they had, we're still struggling because we have lost our job. So they are rejoicing to see. That goes back to us thinking about where people and sometimes they're attached to our culture is that we are comfortable with the next person not being able to be up. The old saying is that when one go down, the next person comes up. But if we have the crab in the barrel thought process, that means that when that person or the next person gains a step up, someone reaches and pulls you back down. Now you're struggling and they don't want to see you move forward and they are rejoicing. They are rejoicing to see that you are not doing more than they are. So it's so important that we take time to really look at the situation. While I'm doing this, I want to invite some individuals that may want to join us on Facebook. If they have an opportunity, they can join us. I'm just sending them a notice to let them know they can join us because we're live now. And just being excited about able to do this, but knowing that there are some people you can recognize that are truly rejoicing because you're not successful. They are sitting back smiling. Oh, there's a song many years ago. Song talks about, you know, smiling in my face. But all you're trying to do is take my place. You're trying to move up and you're nothing but a backstabber. So we want to truly look at an opportunity to see how we can recognize these individuals. How to recognize people who rejoice from your struggles. First of all, you have to make sure you understand self-worth. And how that ties into it is that once you recognize that there's a struggle and challenge that you may have, I truly believe that you'll know where you stand. So people around you who are interested in putting their hands on you and said we can help you, you can feel that through your inner self that something is wrong. The biggest challenge that most people have is that when they recognize people are trying to enhance your struggle, we give them a pass. Sometimes when you understand your self-worth and what's important to you, yourself, your inner self, it is time to address situations. Let me give a shout out to Dr. Edwards. I'm going to say congratulations. I see some real positive things you're posting in regards to working in a manner that favors you. And thank you for being a part of this, Dr. Edwards. God has a lot for you. Just trust and believe in him. He has it for you. Just remember, if I believe regardless what I'm going through, and I know God got me, I'm going to make sure that those individuals who are rejoicing will be revealed to me. I'm not going to have a closed mind because when I say self-worth, I can pat myself on the back. And also I can feel when there's somebody that's patting me to an intense level that they like to song say they're trying to put a knife in your back. And they might be identified as a narcissist. And those individuals will show themselves, because they are all about themselves. They're not all about each and every one of us around them. They're trying to see how they can benefit of what's going on in your life. So we have to kind of keep in mind to be able to recognize those people who rejoice from your struggles. There are people out there that say they're your friends, but friends do not do things to hurt the other person. They may say things. See, those well-being that we function on and operate on is so important. And what I say that is that we have to recognize not only the physical part, but our mental and emotional and sometimes our spiritual and financial well-being. And what I'm saying is that those people only focus on your mental and your emotional well-being. Now, if they can get to you spiritually, they will come and they will seek and devour. Keep that in mind. So when you are able to feel that thing about when we have an intuition is important. We need to continue to focus, because that is a inner self or emotional built a part of you that you're recognizing things are not right. So you are see, people who rejoice while you are struggling, they will smile in your face, but they will be speaking so many negative things about you that they assume you wouldn't find out. But because they're so open, they're narcissists. They're so open with saying those negative things about you and talking about you in a manner that will damage your reputation, they're going to say it somewhere around people, around someone they just don't know that know you. So be careful with those people who are rejoicing from your struggles. We have many. Let me give a shout out to, and I'm going to say, W. Shelby. Member of, and I'm looking, I'm going to say Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I can't see the symbol down there, but I'm going to give that shout out to you. But I'm going to say the blue and white family. Ashley, thank you so much. And Ashley said, God got it. See, God does have it. There's no doubt about it. And she put down, yes, intuition is something we have to listen to, because our inner self is talking to us. See, that's how you recognize people who rejoice from your struggles, because your inner self is going to point it out. But there's something else I want you all to keep in mind, is that this is truly a true aspect of your life as a Christian. As the 23rd Psalm says, hey, I lay down. Yeah, I walk through paths, there's challenges. But when I get to the point I lie down in the green grass, which is your bed that you lay down every night or wherever God puts you at a state of rest, that's when he will reveal many things to you. And he will reveal those people or those folks thou rejoicing from your struggles. He will show you may not want to see it because you're fighting it. You say, it can't be because that person is my friend. It can't be because that person is a family member. It can't be it's a person in my organization. It can't be because it's someone on my job. But the truth of the matter, he's going to show those people to you. What you have to allow during this time is that because he's preparing you because of the plan that he has for you, he's showing those people to you. So be able to believe God got you. God got you. I always tell people when they say I'm having some struggles and having challenges, and I say, God got you. Turn it over to him. Trust and believe. He will make sure the plan that he has for you works. So being able to recognize, have to go to the spiritual part. You have to go to the part where God, he's going to lie you down in the green pasture. And he's going to do what? Restore your soul. When he restores your soul, he's going to reveal those folks or people that are rejoicing in your struggles. They're rejoicing to see you struggling. They're rejoicing to see you sick. And they smile as a smile on their face. Be very careful of that smile. Because as the song says, that smile ain't nothing but an indicator of somebody that can be a backstabber. And we have to kind of be able to recognize these individuals in our presence. Let me give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She's doing some awesome things over there behind the mass ministry. Just taking off the mask. And see, this falls into play what she talked about. She's been on the show and shared. She's been a co-host on several programs as well. People taking off their mask. Some people have masks that they're smiling in your face. They're really trying to take your place. And we call them. And that song hit it on the head. But taking off your mask and the people that's around you, you can recognize, so God will give you that inner self to be able to see what these people are doing. We want to put all these great turns on them. That they have some trouble, narcissists. They have this going on, they have going. The truth of the matter, they fall in those people that really hate. Hate is a powerful word, but you have to put it with them. They dislike you. Let me give a shout out another Sarah. Diana. She gave me the name Johnson. Sarah Johnson gave it to me. She's over there, and she's now the regional director over there. I'm thinking the Midwest. Correct me, Sarah, and let me know. Thank you so much, Sarah. And I'm going to say on Monday, which is coming up, happy Founders Day that is coming up to the members of Jacob Five Davis Award Incorporated. It's truly awesome opportunity when God lie you down in your bed or wherever he lie you down to get your rest. He began to reveal some things to you. You have to truly be a believer. You have to truly trust in our Lord and Savior. He'll bring you through because he got you. So being able to recognize people who rejoice from your struggles is something real important. Now, there are some signs that's always out there that can help you recognize or see people who are happy to see you struggle. Falling, and I pulled this recently from text that deal with people who are narcissism. These are some signs. They're always judging another person's appearance. They're always judging. This is just one of the signs that these people are really rejoicing in your struggle because they see where you are and he or she thinks they suffer. That's judgment. They got on a nice outfit, but they ain't but crap they got on. They're judging. They also are individuals that feel like they are entitled. They have a sense of entitlement. These people that really are not happy to see you successful, they are not happy to see you move forward, but they're rejoicing in your struggles because they got a sense of entitlement. This is what I should have, no matter what it is. The next thing is arrogant behavior. Someone who's rejoicing in your struggle have an arrogant behavior sitting up, I'm this and you're that. You don't have this. I have that. Now, I know all of you have seen it and experienced it in some sense, but you didn't think nothing about it because you have a strong self-worth about yourself. You didn't let it bring you down. But they're still rejoicing. See, the thing about the title is stop celebrating with people or folks, and let's go back like they used to say, folks who rejoice from your struggles in 2022. That means you're going along to get along. You're trying to avoid them getting upset with you. See, they are miserable, and they don't want to see you happy. You know, one of the things that really threw me off, and I heard this, as many of you know, I'm a retired educator. I spent over 36 plus years and still doing it as today, so I'm up to 40 years, you can say that, 41 years. And all of the first be 41 years. And let me tell you how this concerned me when I was an educator, and my career was as a professional in education, is that it had gotten to a point that young people who were doing well began to move to the back. Well, the old saying is always sit to the front. Because they was afraid the one that was not doing well would joke on them, talk about them. When at one time we was excited about getting a certificate saying I'm on A honor roll, getting a certificate A B honor roll, a certificate said B honor roll. We at one time used to be excited, but I saw as education evolved, children didn't want their name to be posted on the board like we used to do in the hallway because they was being ridiculed. They're being, see, you're successful. Those people are not, but they want you to be where they are. See, they're not supporting you. So they're rejoicing, seeing you being able to struggle with, I should, with my self-worth, be able to understand to accomplish that academic success that I should be able to stand up. But here's someone trying to tear you down. They're trying to tear you down because what it is, that arrogant behavior about being at the other end of the spectrum, they want to punish you, so children began to not want their names posted, come on now, name posted up on the board because they was being tormented. So they are struggling, and we have to be very weary. We have to encourage our young people to do the best they can do, excel at the highest level, and be proud of it. Be proud of it. It seems like in any bell curve, you're going to have someone at the very top of the spectrum. You're going to have the people, that's a large number of people in the middle of the spectrum. And then you're going to have people at the bottom of the spectrum. The people where I said A, B's up at the top, numbers fall in the 10, 15, 20% of a class. And the other 70 and 80% are the ones that are trying to put them in a mode of struggling, not allowing them to be acceptable. And they got a sense to be arrogant about being in the middle and the bottom. They want the people who excel to come back in with them because we're being told no one should be successful. We want them to be successful academics. You think you're more than I am because you making a grade. You got A's. You got B's. Children hear that. I'm so surprised. So we have to make sure we focus on things that people are doing to show that they're excited about you struggling. See, they might be dominant. They want to dominate everything. It's amazing the people at the in the middle or the bottom respect want to be the one to dominate everything and create the people that's at the top where very few can be. We would like everybody to be, but we are realistic too. So they want to show their dominance over you. They want to dominate you. So that's why they pick. That's why they do it with their friends. That's why they do cyberbullying. That's why they do these things, because they don't want you to be at the top. And you will struggle with that. They're rejoicing in you struggling with that. Just an example from my own personal experience. You have people that you have to kind of keep an eye on. This is a sign of unrealistic fantasies. Unrealistic fantasies. You have to kind of be very careful. Give a shout out to my frat brother. Happy Father's Day to you, my good friend as well. That is Brother Bruce E. DeWall Jr. He done some things teaming up and he had worked in some situations with me. Thank you so much, Brother Walls, along with Tamika Hope. Thank you, Tamika, for joining us. We're doing a list of signs you need to recognize when people are happy to see you struggle. The title says, stop celebrating with them. Because of your fear of being in front, you will get back and take a step back and celebrate with them. Don't think everybody's excited because you just accomplished that bachelor's degree. Don't think everybody's excited because you just accomplished, and I see on Facebook and Instagram people posting graduations and everything to see you be successful. Don't think they're excited when you have that PhD or that EDB or that JB or that MD or that NP. Whatever it is, there's someone have a plan to make you feel like you shouldn't have accomplished that. And when you struggle with it, they're rejoicing. But don't you get caught up allowing them to do that to you. Celebrate, because that's part of your inner self and your self-worth. Celebrate the joys. Celebrate peace and celebrate love. See, that's what makes God smile. See, happy when he knows that's joy in your life. He's rejoicing because he knows there's peace and love. A couple other things we want to take time to talk about in regards to individuals may show when they don't want to see you successful, don't want to see you happy. They're around you because they're not as successful. They're seeking affirmation for what they're doing. It may not be accomplished, but do you see me do this right here? See, people who understand self-worth and not caught up in that narcissism, they don't have time to seek affirmation through approval from others. You understand, you know, that's one of the things I always told individuals, what I do, one of my things I do, and the God has blessed me to be able to do this, is to be able to assess my activities from day to day and put it in a pro and con chart. And I'll take that pro and con chart and I can develop what direction I need to go in my self-worth. We have a call. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 so I can get you on the line. Thank you so much. And you can and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Then I will ask you to give your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And we have a caller on the last. So their number is 2184. You are now live. What's your location?
I'm in Mayfair, Arizona. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm just on fire, brother. You've been really digging in the Word. I just called to give you support. I just seen the topic, and I was like, I got to call in. And it's time to stop. This is a year of Michael Jordan. It's 23. It's time for us to win. We cannot be a winning team dealing with losers. So it's you all in my sermon don't even know it. So I just had to tell you, you're not just talking to yourself. It's people out there listening, and I've been doing this a long time. So I'm very excited, and I'm eager to hear the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. And, man, I tell you, just keep on listening, and I'm still happy you're there. Appreciate you taking time to share that because it's important that we talk about things. See, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is all about issues in our neighborhood block by block. See, this is an issue in our community. We got to stop celebrating with people because we're afraid to step out and do it on our own who rejoice from your struggles. We have to stop doing that. I'm giving you some things, some signs that you can be wary of that people are the ones that are not happy with you rejoicing. They'll easily become angry. See, they'll get angry. And you got the job. Who you think you are? You think you're better than them? I'm just giving you some talk. I always try to use my own personal experience when I'm talking on these shows. I was hired as a coach, which was a head football coach and a history teacher in a county that's not far from where I live now, and I was the coach, and one of the guys that I knew that was there, he had been one of the assistant coaches, and he didn't get the job. So everything was, you know, we thinking I even hired him on the staff, but he did everything to backstab me. He would go to the parents. And here I'm thinking that this guy's with me, and he was doing what they call the backstab. Hey, man, oh, he can't coach. You don't know what he's doing. But you out there coaching with him. It's easy for you to say because you're rejoicing, and I'm thinking that you're here trying to help celebrate and grow. Instead, you was rejoicing. And it was so amazing that God blessed me to come back to that same school, but as a principal this time, and he's on the staff. And see, God has a way of working things out for you. And he was there, and he was gave an opportunity. I said, now, brother, I'm going to go back to when you was more or less trying to backstab me. You was trying to destroy me so you could get this job. And I said, however, you have this job. But I'm going to let you know the performance is going to be met to a point where I'm going to do a lot of observation of you, brother. And if you're not meeting up, that's a decision I'm going to make. It wasn't a get back. What it was that God revealed that person to me. He was doing things This young man was doing things and called himself celebrating on how he was struggling. He was celebrating, but he put me in a position because I felt he was a person that was genuine, had me thinking that we're doing something successful. That's why you have to be careful. Sometimes anger is not always shown by people physically or verbally. Anger is shown through nonverbal action. And you have to have a vision and have a thought process to recognize. But I tell you, you turn it over to our Lord and Savior. He will give you the ability to recognize these people who has a mask on. And I'm going to back to Minister Denise Stephens, Behind the Mask Ministry. Check out, go to Facebook, go to Denise Stephens, and you can kind of see what Behind the Mask Ministry is all about. But we all know there's people hiding behind a mask. They're not happy for you, but they're putting a smile on their face to make you think they're happy and doing everything to smack you down. Let me give a shout out to Sora, and I'll make sure I say this right. This is Renichelle Garner Hasley, the president of Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. And there's an awesome event. We're going to partner with them on the 16th, bringing all of the blue and white together to honor our legacy and celebrate our service. Thank you so much, Sara, President, for being on the show today. Thank you so much for being there. I also want to give a shout out to SS_Obus. Thank you so much for taking time. And a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, our financial secretary, Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett. Thank you so much, Brother Bennett, for taking time. Let's kind of move here, Jim. I just want to touch on a few other things, and we're going to move forward. Those people that's around you that really not supporting you, but they are rejoicing because you're struggling, they're seeking attention. And they have behaviors. You got to be able to recognize those ones. See, here you are in a conference room, but they're talking about themselves. They're trying to put you down. They're overly critical. They're criticizing everything you do. Let me kind of go. And I always try to talk about stories and talk about things I didn't encounter because they're important that allow me to be where I am. We have 584 shows that we have published. We started in 2017 down in South Florida. We started down in a place called Sunrise, which is west of Fort Lauderdale. And we started a show. We was also working with a team out of the WMBM on the AM dial. Show on Sunday was doing a relationship show with a person that became our producer. Then eventually we moved forward in our own direction. However, there was a lot of criticism. You're not going to be able to do this. This is not going to survive. This platform is not going to survive. That's what they told me. But these are the people that was helping me. In other words, they are helping me, whether they were helping me to succeed or helping me to fail. Let me say this. God bless this as a vision. That's why I say when you lie down, as it said in 23rd Psalm, in the green pasture, he restored your soul. He placed things in you. He placed his vision in me. And I had the first radio show on September 27, 2017. We had one show. Now we have 10 shows. We have hosts all over the country co-hosts all over the country. We have guests come from all over the world that want to be a part of this. See, it's when he plays something in you, there were people, once it got started, criticized. You don't need that person on there. It ain't going to succeed. They was rejoicing because we was just beginning to get started. But see, as God blessed us, we are here going into our 6th year. 10 shows. 27 co-hosts and hosts that join us from time to time remotely all over the country. See, the word had to come out. We are the only, and people will challenge and say, no, because they got this thing in them and they don't want to see it successful. The only show that used the internet. I don't mean just one social media site. We use 5 social media sites. Broadcasting. We have Blog Talk Radio. We have Zoom. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. And we have truly a YouTube channel. See, that's a blessing. So for all those ones that would fail, and I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I love my blue and white, but there's a lot of my blue and white people, brothers, that said won't fail. I'm being honest. I hate trying to throw them out under the bridge, but they said it's going to fail. Smith, you ain't want to see that, man. I don't know why you doing that right there, man. Man, don't listen to that stuff right there. But you know what? God has another plan. When God placed something on you, give you a vision, he already has a plan. You just need to follow. So you have to have the will and the way. So the thing about it, as we talk about stop celebrating with those folks, once you recognize those people who are rejoicing because you're struggling, you need to take a step back. That's just like all of our grandparents, and they have shared it, if not, you heard it somewhere. When people show themselves, believe what you see, and then run as fast as you can. I do my best to do what God blessed me to do. I'll tell you, no, God got me. And he got you as well. No matter how much, no matter how many challenges, no matter what goes on, God got you. So believe in him. Trust in him. Turn your life over to him. We can't operate no other way. By turning your life over to him, he will show you people who's rejoicing from your struggles. He will point them out. You know, as I talk about, when we lie down in the green pasture, we get visions. Some people say we get dreams. But you know what? We get truth. God will reveal these people to you. It may not be a face on it. It'll be their action. And you'll come back and say, whoa, I've seen that before, Ellie. Something has happened. It's because he's showing the true face behind the mask. Take that and be joyful. Take that, what he's revealing to you, and be at peace. Take that and have love for yourself. That way you can love thy neighbor. Now, I just wanted to share that, and I gave it in a point where a little spiritual moment. But I want you to understand that you got to trust him, because I do. We'll be coming a little later tonight with a show that I think is really important. It's our Dr. Lowe show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're scheduled on this Tuesday. And our title for tonight's show, since we're talking about relationship, and we're going to talk, there's no filters on what we're trying to share with you. The title is Marriage is Fading. marriage is fading. And I want you to be a part of it by calling in tonight or being on Facebook or Instagram, typing your comments. Thank you, Carol Davis, for joining us. Thank you, Carol, so much for taking time. We also have famous Win You join us. Thank you for joining us as well. And many others on Blog Talk Radio. Now, some people say, how do you get to your radio station? All you do, type in on Google, WBSW Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and it'll pop. We're the voice of the Smith Way production. And we want you to be a part. Go back and check out our on-demand episodes. We also have them on Facebook. We also have them on LinkedIn. We have it on Tumblr. We have it on Twitter. We have it on Instagram. We have it all everywhere. You can come back and check us out. Because we're being broadcast from each one of those social media sites. See, God is good. He's blessed me to come for you and share something. There are some other things I want to talk about on this title. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this title. Stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggles. As I was sharing some signs, I think it's important that we understand there's a couple things I want to touch on as we close out. Is when you're dealing with people that show those tendencies to be jealous and angry and truly narcissistic, you have to be able to understand what's going on. And you got to pay real close attention to that and how they act. See, and this is how you deal with those narcissists. See, that can be difficult. But what you need to remember is that when you're dealing with a person who has those tendencies, they don't see happiness anywhere. They would rather be in an argument with you. Because in an argument, a lot of times it's not a happy ending. That's their biggest thing. They're going to create an argument. See, they see you doing something, they'll come back and say, why you do that? Why you want to start that business? Man, that's stupid, man. And they don't even, you're going to respond to it. That's just like one of the words, I want you to be very careful about someone who is not happy or seeing you successful. This is one word that people say to you when it reflects what you're doing. Little. Just remember that. You got that little show over there. That word little really putting down what you're doing. Whatever you do, you ought to have it in your heart that it's not little what I'm doing. If you perceive it that way, and if you say that little show you got over there, you know it's going to lead to an argument, and that's what they want. They want to get into so they can show you at another level. They have aggressive outbursts. You're talking with them and they don't like it. They're going to shout. They're going to scream. They're going to be angry with you. They then want to shame you. Little is one of those words of shame. One of those words of shame you. They're not happy for you. Don't be, oh, you my friend and we're going to celebrate. Yeah, man, you did a little job, little good job. How that gonna be a little good job? Come on, man. I either did a good job or I didn't do a good job. The little is important to understanding those individuals who are not happy with you and what you're doing. Always keep in mind when you're dealing with people who are narcissists. They're always going to play the victim. They want you to be struggling so they can rejoice. Oh, man, you ain't helped me, man. Why you ain't helped me? So they're going to make you feel bad. And once they see you and you caught on or you part of that, now they're going to play that. They're going to play this thing to the max. Oh, you ain't did nothing, man. You could have helped me, man. You could have did this for me, man. You know, truly, truly, they want to be the victim now. And then they're going to do their best to convince you that you were wrong by not helping them. You were wrong about not giving them that loan. And you know, we hear a lot of folks want to borrow money all the time. You were wrong for not helping them to do what they need to do to pass. It is not that you're taking away anything from them, but you got to understand they're always going to play the victim. They're always going to be argumentative. They're going to have aggressive outbursts. They do their best to shame you, little. They're going to definitely always try to make you feel like you're wrong for what you did. When you have self-worth and understand, no one can make you feel wrong about the things you've accomplished. Always keep that in mind. See, those people are the ones that want to manipulate you. But you deal with them by not allowing them to manipulate you. Ignore their negativity. Ignore it. Don't let them take advantage of you by saying negative things and you sitting up there listening and say, wow, and you hurt my feelings. That's the purpose. They want to hurt your feelings. You got to understand that. That is their behavior. They're not happy to see you successful. See, they gonna try to talk a lot of negative things. What they're trying to do is decrease your sense of self-esteem. See, that's what they're trying to do. In other words, they're attacking your self-worth and your right to be happy. That's how you deal with them. Ignore what they're talking about. Try not to change their mind. You can't change their mind. If they think you got a little car, a little whatever, you know, fine. Don't try to change their mind. Because that time and energy is truly, truly, you can use it on somewhere else or someone else. They like to gaslight. You got a lot of people in gaslighting. And see, that's when someone tried to alter your reality. See, they'll lie to you in your face and expect you to believe it. They try to put you at a point in every situation or event. It didn't happen that way. They try to convince you that something did happen, and you saw it. That's an effort to change your mind. Always remind yourself of the reason for your happiness. Remind yourself of the reasons for your happiness. Because when you have happiness, it leads to joy. And if you're joyful, God is excited. He's rejoicing because joy is from your heart and your inner self. That's what your joy is. You don't wear it on your sleeve, on your shoulders. It's not an external thing. It's projected from the inner self to your outer self. It's not take in and go in. It's from inner to outer. So you have to remind yourself the reason for your happiness. See, work hard. See, that's what I did when people was trying to chop it down. I said, man, I can do this. I said, the first show I had these many people on checking it out and excited. Then other people thought, you know, I want to be a part of that. I want to grow with you. And we began to grow. We're up to 10 shows now and over 25 to 28 co-hosts and people who serve at hosts from time. Then we have a team of people that work, that do some things as office staff people. So this is, you know, went from being one-man show, people criticizing it, to being able to have up to 33 people that's working, along with the numbers. See, it fits when we said 33 countries, because that's another thing. Yes, we started off with one show, aired out of New York City. Basic Listeners was right here in this country to expand it to 32 additional countries. See, that's what you build on. Avoid arguing with a person that's a narcissist. Avoid arguing with those people. Because you're not going to win that. All that's going to do is frustrate you. You don't want to be frustrated on something that you're being blessed with. Because what they really want, you know what they want? They want you to lose control. And you become aggressive. So they say, I told you, see that? See how they acting? They think they so much, look how they acting. Set boundaries. Acknowledge what you need and what you want. And how you are willing to be treated. Don't let people mistreat you. Don't let these people come at you like that. Don't sit up with them and be celebrating your failures or your not successful moment with them. When you recognize that they're doing this because they are trying to manipulate you or trying to get you to go along with the narrative, you need to say, hold up. Hold a minute. I'm going to set a boundary with this. I'm not going to let you not recognize my needs and wants. I refuse to let you do me like that. I'm going to let you know how I want you to treat me. This is where I'm willing to be treated. But the first time you accept some of those things about not setting boundaries, that will allow you to limit them from doing what they're doing. It's impossible for you to implement things that will help you, life that meets your needs and your wants, when you don't attack what's going on. It's so important that we understand, again, our self-worth. The person with a high sense of self-worth take responsibility for their mistakes, but do not degrade themselves for making them. I'm going to leave you with that thought right there. High sense of self-worth take responsibility for your mistakes, but do not degrade yourself for making that mistake. Don't spend a whole lot of time on a problem, because you can't change problems. Problems is something you have to always remember, always going to be in the past. Solutions are in the future. That is very important for us to know. Solutions are in the future. We're going to have a part two to this. We're going to talk on our next show, which will be not this Thursday, but next Thursday. Hold in, because we got a lot of people excited about wanting to talk about this. And that's stop celebrating with folks who rejoice from your struggles in 2022. Don't be celebrating with them. Be wary of the approach they have. Know your self-worth. That is very important. Tonight our show is at 7 o'clock, which is the Relationship Talk Show, the Dr. Lowe Show with No Filters. We want to talk about marriage is fading. Marriage is fading. We're going to talk about some elements of that. Some clarities of whether it's just defining marriage. Giving a description of it. What are some qualities that make you fit for marriage? These are the kind of things we're going to talk about tonight, and why marriage is so important in our for our society. Why is it so important? It extends our culture. It extends our children to the point where they can be a family. It extends the family. That's what we want to be able to share and talk about tonight. And one other thing we're talking about, you ask yourself, You say you want to get married, or have you been trained to be a wife? Have you been trained to be a wife? Don't tell me you can't be trained. You can be trained. Sometimes it's following example, but someone has to have the example for you. The same thing we talk about boys, we want them to be men that are productive in our society. They have to see somebody that's productive, that's a man. We're going to talk about that as marriage is fading at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're on that Pacific Coast, that's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Join us on WBSW Radio, the internet station. As we close out, I always tell y'all I love y'all. Truly love you all. Truly love you. It comes from my heart. And you know, there's really nothing you can truly do about it, so I'm going to continue to love you in spite of. Hashtag responsible. Just remember, yes, we was in a pandemic. We're still in phases of the pandemic. We're getting more people sick now. The numbers are rising again. Let's be responsible. Protect our family. Let's get back to the grassroots, block by block, in the neighborhood. Hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding is a hashtag. They do what they do. I want to give a shout out to those beautiful ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, especially the chapter down in Greenville, Alabama, with Sarah Hasley as the Gardner Hasley as the president and Dr. Lord B. Smith as the president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville. They're teaming up to honor our legacy of leaders on Monday night. Again, on Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. So make sure Sarah get that night. And it's at the event center located at 562 West Commerce Street, which is West Highway 110. Sorry, Highway 10. 10, I want to say Highway 10. In Greenville, Alabama. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket, go to my Facebook page. It has information on the Cash App as well as some of the individuals that you can make contact with. I post it on my Facebook. I post it on Instagram. I post it on Twitter. I have posted on Tumblr. I posted on, again, I say Instagram, Twitter. I just posted on all of those. So you can check it out, and you can contact me. So you want to be a part. That's Monday night, which is the 103rd year of celebration for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, along with the brothers of 109 years of celebration for the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, along with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We look forward to seeing that. It's been awesome, man. We want to wrap it up now because we went over time. We have about 15 minutes left. But I always leave some time in between. But check us out tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. You can join us tonight and we'll talk about marriage is fading. Have an awesome rest of the night, the rest of the day. Make sure you join us tonight. Celebrate it. Moment where you can just celebrate with whatever you have. We're going to just, you know, get comfortable and we're going to talk about marriage. Man, I tell you, as I said, I just love you. It's from my heart. But as we close out, I want you to know that it is important that we understand there's some love out there, no matter where it comes from. You got to have some love. And we want to play a little bit about
California.